was like a tender green shoot, sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. But in our eyes, there was no attractiveness at all, nothing to make us want him. We despised him and rejected him, a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. Yet it was our grief he bore, our sorrows weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were punishment from God for his own sins. We are the ones who strayed away like sheep, yet God laid on him the guilt and sins of every one of us.
His faltering tongue would dare to speak of thee, my Lord, from one so weak. I must not keep from thee my praise, for thy glory I will lift my voice and sing.
O Calvary's Lamb, righteous one, for sinners died whose sins were none. All that I have, all that I am, I owe to thee, O Calvary's Lamb.
And when mine eyes at last shall see thy holy face, I'll bow to thee before thy throne with those redeemed. Unto thee, O Lord, I'll lift my voice and sing.
O Calvary's Lamb, O righteous one, for sinners died whose sins were none. All that I have, all that I am, I owe to thee, O Calvary. Calvary's Lamb, O righteous one, for sinners died whose sins were none. All that I have, all that I am, I owe to thee, O Calvary. I owe to thee, O Calvary's Lamb. Calvary's Lamb.
It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or judgments of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power and prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe. It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sins and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross.
We may strategize and implement our stances and decrees. We may control our institutions, approve and grant degrees. But the world is out there watching, and what they need from us is to see our risen Savior reflected in our love.
It's still the cross, it's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the cross, old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross, the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the cross, the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown, for a crown.
They took him down, his poor dead body, and prepared him for his burial.
They took him down, his poor pale body, drained of life, ashen and stained with its own lifeblood.
His healing hands, now pierced and still, serving hands that broke 5 loaves to feed 5,000. Holy hands, often folded in fervent prayer. Poor, gentle hands, now pierced and still.
His poor, torn feet, now bloodied and cold. Feet that walked weary miles to bring good news to broken hearts. Feet once washed in penitent's tears. Poor, torn feet, now bloodied and cold.
His kingly head, made for a crown, now crowned with thorns. His poor kingly head, crowned with thorns.
His gentle breast, now pierced by a spear thrust, quiet and still. His poor, loving breast.
His piercing eyes, now dark and blind. Eyes of compassion, warming the soul. Fiery eyes, burning at sin. Tender eyes, beckoning sinners. His piercing eyes, now dark and blind.
His matchless voice, fountain of the Father's thoughts, stopped and stilled to speak no more. Silence now, where once had flowed wisdom and comfort, spirit and life. His matchless voice stilled to speak no more.
They took him down, his poor dead body, and prepared him for his burial.
Thank you. Angels rolled the stone away, angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away? Angels rolled the stone away, angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away?
They sealed his broken body in a borrowed tomb that day.
But angels came from heaven and they rolled the stone away.
Oh yes,
the angels rolled the stone away. Angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away? Angels rolled the stone away. Angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away?
Three women came one morning to the place where Jesus lay. They found the tomb was empty and the stone was rolled away.
Oh yes,
the angels rolled the stone away. Angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away? Angels rolled the stone away. Angels rolled the stone away. Was it not a happy day when the stone was rolled away?
Resurrection.
To the Christian believer, the greatest miracle of all ages was the miracle of Easter, the supernatural bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. No religion of any age or in any country claims for its founder what the Bible affirms for our Lord, that he, crucified and buried, was made alive. Let us proclaim with all the fervor within us the words of the angel at the tomb.
He is not here. He is risen. Our Lord is alive.
The gates and doors were barred, all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone in the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, and just what I didn't know. Now John, he believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, for I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came, and everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Then suddenly, the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. A light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
As we bring this wonderful Easter celebration to a close, we're now going to invite you, the congregation, to be involved. If you would like to take your hymn books and turn to page 231, I can think of no better hymn to end the Easter celebration with than Christ the Lord is Risen Today. When I ask you to stand, then I would ask that you remain standing while the joint choirs, the junior choir and the adult choir, will sing the first two verses of this hymn. We would ask you to join in verses 3 and 4, and then please remain standing for the tradition that has always been done for the Hallelujah Chorus, which we played for us on the piano by Nancy Slade. After the Hallelujah Chorus, you may be seated for Pastor Thurton's benediction. Please stand.
Thank you. I'm quite sure that you will agree with me that this has been a glorious evening. An evening not only of reflection, but anticipation. We began looking back at the cross, and then we looked into the tomb, and now we leave to continue looking for his appearing again. He will appear because he is not dead, he is risen, and he's coming again. And he's coming for those who are prepared to receive him when he comes again. And we want to thank the choirs, junior and senior, David at the percussions, Dan at the piano and the keyboard, and Dory at the organ. You can see why she keeps in shape from here to there. And to Lloyd, and to who else? Each and every one of you. I know that I'll miss someone, but I do not mean to do that. Thanks to each of you for being a part of this evening. Those at the sound, and the names written, and the names that are not written, we thank you for being a part of this evening. This is what the Christian life is all about, a song to sing because there is an empty tomb. So we thank you for being here. I ask you now to stand for the benediction. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, even our Lord Jesus Christ, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Good night. God bless you.